as the leader of the organization and the CEO, I feel like it is truly my role to always trying to find talent, groom them, and then inspire them to become the best version of themselves that they can be. And so I really see my role as not just unlocking potential in places, but really unlocking potential in people and helping bring out the best in people.
Welcome to the How to Scale Commercial Real Estate Show. Whether you are an active or passive investor, we'll teach you how to scale your real estate investing business into something big.
Mike Sowers, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Hey, man, the pleasure's mine. Can you give our listeners just a quick introduction of who it is that they are listening to?
Sure. My name is Mike Sowers. I'm the CEO of Commercial Investors Group and CIG Franchise Systems. And we are a company that repositions commercial assets, office, industrial, retail, and apartments, typically in the kind of 1 to 20 million range, mostly in markets we're operating in. So our corporate locations in Minneapolis, and then we are franchising into other major markets across the country.
Now, that's an interesting thing that the word you use there, franchising. I don't typically hear that in the commercial real estate space. Can you elaborate?
Yeah. Well, we just launched our franchise initiative. We realized that there were a ton of commercial real estate brokerage franchises, but there's actually no commercial real estate investing franchises out there. There is a home flipping franchise that also allows you to do commercial properties, but they're not specific to commercial. So we saw an opportunity and launched CIG Franchise Systems, which is a way for us to duplicate our business model that we've been using to reposition commercial assets in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area into other markets via franchising. So our franchisees come in to our model and partner with us, and we provide equity funding. We have a proprietary software, and we give them a lot of training and support to help them go out and do deals quickly.
Man, that's really fascinating. You know, I just, again, you know, like you said, you haven't heard of it. You've heard of it in the brokerage space, but not in the investment space. Why would someone come to you for that versus just going out, hiring a mentor and doing it on their own?
Yeah, that's a great question. First of all, look at long-term commitment. So when you hire a mentor, first of all, the term mentor, when I think a mentor, is an unpaid position. And that person is really doing that out of the gratitude of their heart. But look, the amount of time that somebody's going to invest into you in giving you their systems, their strategy, helping you with deals, providing funding, is very limited on a mentorship basis, right? They're really more of a support coach, but you're doing everything yourself. It's up to you to grow your business. Maybe they give you some advice, but that's really where it ends. If you do a paid coaching program, which is how we actually started in the business, and we had a mastery program, we still have the program in place, but we're phasing it out. They're generally front-end loaded. You're paying 10 grand, 20, 30, 50, 100 grand. And look, coaching programs are awesome. I'm not going to down-talk coaching programs, but they're front-loaded. And so the incentive for the coach to really give you their all is very front-loaded as well, because the payoff for them doesn't continue on. Whereas we were like, well, how can we truly partner with somebody who comes in? Because even when you have a coaching model, you still have to create your own brand. You have no credibility that you're leveraging when you're going to get bank financing or you're sitting down with potential investors and things like that. You are a brand new person with a brand new company, even if you have a coach.
Right.
Whereas when you come in under the franchise, there's a reason why people eat at a McDonald's they've never been to, because they get predictable results. And that's really what we're delivering to our lenders and our investors, are predictable results. And we partner with our franchisees in a lot of different ways. But we have our equity fund, which is probably the biggest way. So we allow accredited investors anywhere in the United States to invest passively with us in our fund and get access to off-market deals that we're doing in areas that we operate. So we'll partner with our franchisees through our fund on their deals and provide the some or all of the equity funding for them and have a second set of eyes underwriting their deal.
Man, that's absolutely fantastic. Walk us through the process of the legal process, if you will, or maybe I don't even know the right question to ask. You have this idea, right? You say, hey, I want to start a franchise. What were the steps that you had to take legally? What were the steps you had to take process and product development wise? Like, walk us through the real practical how-to on that.
Sure. There's the kind of the operational piece, and then there's the legal piece. The legal piece was hiring the right group to really help us navigate those waters since it was something new to us. So we paid a company a lot of money to just basically help get us set up. And the kind of the holy grail document is the franchise disclosure document, or FDD for short. And that's like a 135-page document that they helped us create. And then they help us register. Some of the states require registration, some just require a filing, and some don't require anything. So they've taught us all that and figuring out, and they help us with all the registration. So that's a law firm that and a sales firm that kind of partner together to help us through all that, put together a business plan and that piece. On the operational side, what we realized is that we had to make sure that our systems were duplicatable and repeatable for anybody, even if they had no real estate experience. And so we spent the last 6 months really dialing in our stuff, and we wrote big, big checks, make some big advancements in our proprietary software so that now we kind of have a done for you marketing. So to give you an idea, when you open a franchise of our company, you go through this online course that we've built. Then you go through like an intensive 3-day launch training, and you come out of that and you know exactly how to analyze a deal and figure out exactly what to offer. And not just the cash, but like a contract for deed and seller carryback. I teach you all that stuff. You use my software to analyze the deals. And then we launch multi-sequence direct marketing campaigns for you that generates leads right out of the gate. So you hit the ground running with leads being generated. And then you know how to work with brokers and continue to amplify those things, because I teach you all the tactics we're doing here locally.
Man, that's absolutely fantastic. Did you find any revisions in your operations as you kind of built out this platform where you said, hey, wait, here's something we can do better along the way as you're about to launch out and teach it to others?
Oh, yeah. And that's an ongoing process. Look, a standard operating manual, if it's a static document, you're just a failure as a company overall, in my opinion. That needs to be a dynamic document. And we, every single week, we've implemented the Traction program. I don't know if you're familiar with that, the Gino Wickman stuff. And so we do a weekly L10, and every week we look at issues in our company, what's working, what's not working. And we're constantly revising our operating procedures. It is a true working Google document that is constantly being refined and improved.
Man, that's absolutely fantastic. So you guys are investing in a lot of different asset classes. You said office, you're doing industrial, but we think there was two more in there.
Yeah, retail and apartments.
Retail and apartments. It's a lot of different asset classes to invest in. Are you guys investing as a capital partner in a lot of these deals, or are you self-operating and owning?
It's a good question. So it depends on what entity we're talking about. So CIG Value Add Fund is a limited partner that comes in and provides equity capital, but doesn't sign on debt and is not an operating partner in the deals. Commercial Investors Group is actually a operating company out of Minneapolis, St. Paul. So if the property's in our corporate location in the Twin Cities, if you will, in Minnesota, then they're the operating partner. The fund is the silent partner. If it's in a franchise location, then the franchisee is the operating partner, the general partner. They secure the debt, they perform the business plan and implement the business plan. And then they may raise their own capital, because we teach them how to do single asset funds or joint ventures, or they may partner with our fund. And so they have a few different ways they can structure their deals. Those are the three most common ways. Joint venture with another general partner, single asset fund where they raise capital from limited partners by themselves, or they partner with our fund where our fund is the limited partner. And then I have a company called CIG Capital Partners, which is really just a behind the scenes company. And that is the general partner of the fund and really does all the fund administration and evaluates the deals that the fund invests in.
Right. Yeah, I would think it would be, as you were saying, so inside your own target or inside your own market, you guys are going to self-operate all of that. But then once you get outside of that, if you're going to Indianapolis or somewhere else like that, you may then partner up with local operators on the ground or franchisees.
We only partner with franchisees, or if the franchisee wants to partner with local operator, we will. But our fund will not invest in, like if you had a deal and you brought it to me, we wouldn't invest outside of our market in that deal.
Got it. That's really, really fascinating. What have been some of the challenges that you guys have faced, you know, growing a company like this, and how did you overcome them?
The biggest challenge is always trying to figure out how to hire the right people at the right time and timing that out effectively. I firmly believe that the sales process of bringing on human capital is the most complex, but also the most rewarding sales pipeline that there is in any business. And as the leader of the organization and the CEO, I feel like it is truly my role to always trying to find talent, groom them, and then inspire them to become the best version of themselves that they can be. And so I really see my role as not just unlocking potential in places, but really unlocking potential in people and helping bring out the best in people. And at some point, you know, we grow this portfolio, you achieve all this passive income, you have more passive income than you could ever spend. And so you get to this point where it's like, what really truly brings you fulfillment? And that's where the answer to that for me is watching people change, taking somebody who was in a corporate job, bringing them under our umbrella, structuring it where they maybe have some stock options in CIG Holdings, which is our holding company, and watching people grow into something that's truly remarkable. That is what's fascinating for me. And so the biggest challenge has been finding good people and then retaining the best talent. And I think that even though we have a small team, we have some really heavy hitting people, and we're probably getting, you know, twice as much work done as another company with the same amount of people could get done, just because we've utilized technology and building these software processes. We're like, we can go out, generate leads, analyze a deal, click a button, generate an offer, get that offer out, follow up on those deals. And we're able to make, you know, one analyst at our company can make five solid offers a week, where if you're doing it in Excel spreadsheets and Word documents and things like that, and dealing with attorneys to draft your purchase agreements, you might be able to do one deal a week.
Right. Yeah. Oh, man. Absolutely. And speed of execution on that. I mean, that's going to put you, obviously, if you're making five times the offers, that's, you know, obviously five times probably more closings than the guy that can only make one offer per week. So that's absolutely fine. Is that a software you guys wrote yourselves?
Yeah. So what we did is we found a low code software that allowed some CSS upgrades on the front end and then allowed back end APIs. And so we took that software. I built all the apps, all the fields in the apps, and all the kind of formulas behind the scenes. And then I hired a development company who's way smarter than I am to do all the other fun stuff and write all the code and things like that that are way above my pay grade. And so now we have the only end-to-end software in the commercial real estate industry that allows you to do multi-sequence direct marketing, deal analysis, and raise capital all inside of one box specific to commercial real estate. There's two other competitors out there that are doing similar things, but they're meant for house flipping.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And is that something that only your franchise partners have access to?
Yes. And we had a tough decision to make on that. We were trying to decide if we wanted to build that into a, you know, $100 million software as a service business where we give access to everybody, or did we want to just keep it in-house and make it proprietary and have it be owned by the franchise company? And we went for the latter route. And I think that that was the right call because even though the software itself could be worth a lot more if we had more people subscribing and paying, I think that the franchise company is going to be worth way more than that software company would ever be worth, because the franchise business sells for crazy multiples, man. They go for like 15 times earnings. And we've structured our franchises where we only make money when our franchisees succeed. So the difference between a coach, like you write a check for 10 grand and they give you all their forms and take you through a 3-day boot camp, and maybe you got a deal coach or something like that, that person has no financial incentive to make sure you succeed. But when we're getting a royalty on all the deals that they do, and they're paying just a small portion of the profit, and we can take somebody who's out there maybe doing one mediocre deal a year in the commercial space, if that, and we can take them and plug them in, and they can do the same amount of work, the same amount of hours, but do 5 to 7 deals a year, have way more fun doing it, and keep 99% of the profit, and they own the portfolio of real estate. Our franchise company doesn't own the real estate. They own their own real estate. That's what's exciting about it, because they're building their business inside of our business, but it's their business. We don't tell them how to run their business. It's their business. They own their own schedule. They own their own freedom. And that's what we're selling people, is that I can get you from where you're at to true financial freedom with the systems and the software so much faster than you'd be able to do on your own. Is that worth you paying a little bit back to me for my coaching and support?
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Man, that's fantastic. I love the active solving of a need you saw in the real estate space. What do they say? Somebody said, if you know you have a business when you have a need that someone else is willing to pay, or you're solving a need that someone else is willing to pay you for. So that's absolutely fantastic. So you guys are in Florida, I think, right now. You're down in Florida. Obviously, you're working in Florida because you're doing this podcast. But even as you're in Florida, I think we talked about this before. This is kind of a fun little aside. But even as you're in Florida, you're using your same kind of software to look out and vet properties that you guys may want to acquire even while you're down there. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm kind of a deal junkie that way. So I plugged into Monroe County, which is the Florida Keys. I grabbed all the property data, scrubbed it, skip traced it, threw it into my software and launched a campaign right before we landed here. And we've generated a tremendous amount of leads. I mean, just since we've been on this podcast, I have 3 missed calls for people that want to sell me their property. So we're looking for a vacation home for our family for the winter. And, you know, this stuff is super simple, but it takes effort.
Right.
And we give the full system away in my book for free. I mean, I give my book away to people, a free PDF copy of that if they want, or you can buy it on Amazon or whatever. But my wife's like, dude, you're crazy. You're literally giving away all your secrets for how you generate all your leads and everything. Like, why would you do this? And I was like, well, first of all, 99% of the people are never going to actually do anything with it, or they get a little bit into it and realize that it is a lot of work and then they quit.
Right.
It's simple, but it requires a lot of work. And then the second thing is, the people who do implement it and they go out and they buy properties and they see financial freedom at the end of the day, if I can help somebody achieve that in their life, then that brings me way more fulfillment than any amount of money can at this point.
Man, that's fantastic. Mike, what is the name of your book? And tell us again how we can get a hold of that.
Oh, sure. Yeah, it's called Commercial Real Estate Investing, A Step-by-Step Guide to Finding and Funding Your First Deal. You can find that on Amazon. If you just type my name in there, it's probably the fastest way to find it. Mike Sowers, Sowers. If you want a free PDF copy of that, you can grab that on my website. If you just go to commercialinvestingbook.com, you should be able to grab yourself a free PDF of that. But if you like the kind of paper between the fingers kind of stuff, then you definitely want to probably grab that on Amazon.
Fantastic. Mike, let's jump here to the final 4 questions. What is one tool or resource you find you can't live without?
My cell phone. I work off of my cell phone. I was going to say my software, but then that would sound like I was trying to plug my software too much. But I don't think I could work without my cell phone. In fact, I know that it is very difficult to conduct business without it, because I recently switched over from Android to iPhone and it was not a pleasant experience.
Yeah. Once you get to know one, it's tough to get to know the next one. Good luck with that. Question number 2, when it comes to investing in real estate, what is one mistake you could help our listeners avoid and how would you avoid it?
Jumping around with your investing strategy. You don't want to be a wholesaler one month, be looking at mobile home parks the next month. It's like, take a little bit of time if you're early on to look at all the different programs out there, but then pull the trigger. I do 10 to 15 discovery calls every week with people that are looking at our franchises or looking at our legacy mastery program, which we're not actually selling anymore, which is our coaching program. It used to be. And these people would have shopped 20 different coaches, but still hadn't pulled the trigger. And I was like, make a decision, pick a system, and then do it for at least a year straight. See success in that area and then move on. Don't be one of these people that goes to real estate investors associations every month. And then whoever the speaker is for the month, that's your strategy for the next 30 days until the next speaker comes in.
Right. Yep. Understood. That's a great piece of advice. Next question for you. When it comes to investing in the world, what's one way you're making the world a better place?
I think education is something that is underrated, especially in the United States. And I think that we underpay all of our teachers. And I think that the system is not geared towards professional education in things like, people will go spend $60,000 for a 4-year degree that does not help them actually make money.
Right.
But they won't spend $10,000 on an online course that will teach them how to make $100,000 a year. Right. So investing in your own education is something. But what I've done is I've invested a lot of money into our podcast and our YouTube channel to just give all that content to people for free. Even my book. I mean, that book cost me a lot of time and there's an opportunity cost to that. People are like, why do you give it away for free? I want people to read and implement the system and have the same kind of freedoms in my life. So that's my way of giving back.
Man, I love it. Mike, if our listeners want to get in touch with you or learn more about you, what is the best way to do that?
Our website, probably commercialinvestorsgroup.com. You can search Commercial Investors Group on YouTube and subscribe to our channel. And you can also check out our podcast, which is the Creative Commercial Real Estate Show. I mean, that's available on all the podcast platforms. And on our website, you feel free to schedule a discovery call with me if you're interested in talking more about what it looks like to invest passively in the fund or taking a look at the franchise opportunity.
Fantastic. Mike, thank you for your time today. I do appreciate it.
Hey, such a great show. It's an honor. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, thanks for listening to the How to Scale Commercial Real Estate podcast. If you can do me a favor and subscribe and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, whatever platform it is you use to listen, if you can do that for us, that would be a fantastic help to the show. It helps us both attract new listeners as well as rank higher on those directories. So appreciate you listening. Thanks so much and hope to catch you on the next episode.